السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لو شاء الله ما تلوته عليكم ولا أدراكم به، فقد لبست فيكم أمورا من قبله أفلا تعقلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا أصبح ابن آدم فإن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان فتقول اتق الله فينا فإنا بكم، إذا استقمت استقمنا وإن وججت وججنا، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers present and those who may be listening at a distance, near or far, I greet you all with the greetings of Islam. Given your love for poetry and your appreciation of the Holy Quran, I must ask, are you all familiar with Urdu and English? Or some people maybe not? Your brothers from Africa? Habarigani? South Africa. Okay, I'm speaking East African. Your West Africa? Mauritania? Guinea. Okay. So, you're from South Africa, brother. Okay, so you're from South, you're from West, and I'm from East. But Islam unites us. Subhanallah. So maybe from time to time I will say things in Urdu, but I will translate for you. Do not worry. How I translate is a different matter. What I translate is equally a different matter. But I will attempt to translate, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have just heard about Rabbul Alameen, the last ruku of Surah Hashr, that Hazrat Qari Sahib has recited before us. What a sweet, melodious voice. If the recital of the Holy Quran in the world is so beautiful, by a creation of Allah, then what will be our experience when we listen to the words of the Holy Quran recited by Allah in Jannatul Firdaus? The words of Rabbul Alameen recited by Rabbul Alameen. In this world, the person who writes a song or writes poetry, and that person then delivers that song, sings that song, or reads that poetry, it's a different experience because there is emotion there. So when the words of Rabbul Alameen will be recited by Rabbul Alameen, what an experience that will be. May Allah Rabbul Alameen not deprive us all from that. Where inshallah our eyes will never be satiated by the sight of Allah, the nur of Allah. Because Allah has no physical form. If you had a physical form, you'd be limited. And Allah is limitless. When we went into sajda, when we went into ruku, we all said, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Subhan means he is free from every defect. Every defect. So the words of the poet, Hazrat, mashallah, Allah grant him, and our brother at the back, I think he may have gone, the emotion that they were reciting that poetry with. Our link should be with Rabbul Alameen and Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So one aspect of what Rabbul Alameen communicated to Rahmatul Lil Alameen, who equally then communicated it to the world, is what I have just recited. That's one lesson for us. What can we take away for this weekend? In this month of Rabiul Awwal, as it draws to an end and it's in its final week, Rasul alayhi salatu was salam, when he stood up to deliver his message of the oneness of Allah, he came across hostility. And that hostility is not too dissimilar to the hostility that we are facing as a community, globally. Allow me to explain how. Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, message that he was relaying, i.e. the Holy Quran, was being questioned. To the extent that some people diagnosed that, fana'uzu billah, he was possessed. So they came up with a magic solution. Let's invite the exorcist who takes out, extracts demon spirits from within people, and we would cure him. Because he is causing disruption to the stability of the life of Makkah. And wherever you have a momentum being broken and destabilized, the people who benefit the most from that type of situation, the stability type of situation, are the first people to jump in. So the leaders of Quraysh were the first people to jump in. That the situation is becoming destabilized, power is slowly moving away from us. The pendulum is moving towards this person, Muhammad bin Abdullah. And the thing that is making an impact is the words that he is relaying, the ideas that he is relaying. How many times have you heard that Islam is archaic? How many times have you heard that the ideas within the Quran are once upon a time ideas, wa na'uzu billah? How many times have we heard that this idea of the Quran needs to change? But none of us can do anything about the Holy Quran. We accept it, we believe it. The same issue came with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Above the verse that I have just cited, Qari Sahib is here, وَإِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. And when clear verses were recited upon them, قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا, those who were not hopeful for meeting us, i.e. meeting Allah on the Day of Judgment, said, اِئْتِ بِقُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلْهُ. Bring another Quran. Isn't that what we faced? Bring another Quran or change this one. Two statements. Isn't that what we hear? In fact, today I was sent a clip where artificial intelligence was used to challenge the Quran. Are you aware of artificial intelligence? It's artificial. End of the day. It lives by its name. Aberdeen, how far is it from here? 1 hour, 2 hours? Couple of hours. Is one of the centers. Good program of study there. Aberdeen University. Edinburgh University. Is that nearer? Edinburgh University. Artificial intelligence was used. If the Quran is saying, bring a verse of the Quran like it. So let's use artificial intelligence to challenge that. And what the gentleman did, said, okay, let's choose Surah Fil, Alam tara kaifa fa'ala rabbuk, ila akhirihi. So these are the translations, this translation, this translation, this translation, this translation. Hazrat Maulana ne abhi Quran Majid ke tarjume ke bayan mein farmaya, sorry, Urdu shuru ho gaya. Sorry, brothers. You understand Urdu? Okay. Hazrat Qari Sahib has just mentioned about translations of the Holy Quran. And there's about 150 of English translations. I don't have the time today, but I would take you through the journey of English translations. Maybe some other time, inshallah. So what he did, he challenged. How his crowd was tricked. How the listeners were tricked. He presented English translations. Now I ask you, brothers, who produces English translations? Is it Allah or is it humans? It's a human effort, end of the day. Therefore, if you're going to put artificial intelligence to test against humans, you're going to produce the like of it. Artificial intelligence is only, and it's thriving since the last few years, 2 years of data, it's always 2 years behind, it will catch up eventually. 2 years of data puts everything together. It can put poetry together. It can put songs together. It can put Quran translations together. Then he said, okay, you now, I'm going to test you. And he says, Tabbat yada abi lahab. Brings out different Quran translations. So you tell me which is the Quran and which is not. Which sounds better. And therefore tries to prove Islam is false. Islam's challenge is to produce the like of Arabic of the Quran. Not English. English is human effort. The words of Rabbul Alameen are Arabic. Our young generation will be seduced by this. Slowly. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, change this Quran or bring something else in its place. Allahu Akbar. They weren't believing it. Now what do you do? I'ti bi Quran in ghayri haza badr. قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي إِنَ اتَّبِيُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ إِنْ يَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. I can't change it. This is a revelation, a communication that comes to me. If I were to do that, if I were to do that, subjunctive, then I fear the punishment of a grave day. Who is speaking? رَبُّ الرَّحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. About who? Rahmatul lil alamin. Can you see the relationship between Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But now Rabbul Alameen is saying to Rahmatul lil alamin, this is the answer you give. If they don't believe you, and this is the lesson for us, brothers, from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Alameen says, tell them, قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ. If Allah willed, you would not have heard this Quran, nor would you have become informed about it. But if you want proof that it's true and authentic, this is the proof now. فَقَدْ لَبِسْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُورًا مِّن قَبْلِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. I have remained among you such a long time, 40 years. 40 years is sufficient to get to know anybody. And Hazrat ne he performed shares. Kya farmaya wo share kya hai? Sadiqul Amin. Sayyidul Amin. Sayyidul Amin al Hafiz wala. Ay Rasul Amin. Where did Amin come from? Who gave the title? Qari Sahib al Amin hai Quran Majid mein. Any Hafiz is Al-Amin in the Quran. Where did Al-Amin come from? Who gave Al-Amin title? People of Makkah. And they are the same people who then did not accept the message. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's proof. I have been among you for a long time, 40 years. You are the ones who are calling me Al-Amin. Now the message that I'm relaying to you, you don't believe it. Can you see the dichotomy here? Afala ta'qilun, the Quran says, where is Hamza? And do you then not understand? It's a rhetorical question. Do you then not understand? Aqal, your intelligence is known as aqal in Arabic language. Because aqala ya'qilu in the Arabic language means to tie up, to fasten. Iqal was the rope that they used to tie up a horse or a camel. Iqal, the hobbling rope. And if aqal is not used to tie up on the straight and narrow, it's not aqal. That's why you have the question, afala ta'qilun, do you not understand? Look at the word choice of the Holy Quran. You do not get that in the translation. What you cannot capture in a translation is the depth of meaning, the profundity of meaning of the classical Arabic language. If we only understood that, wallahi, 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 our experience of reading Salah behind an imam would be so much greater. This is the beauty of the Quran word. It touches your heart. It penetrates your heart. Laser sharp penetration. That's the Holy Quran. So imagine if this is the experience of the world, how will the experience of the hereafter be? Allahu Akbar. And that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is indicating, I have stayed amongst you. And the proof that he gave was his tongue. When have I lied to you? Why do you accuse me of being Majnoon? In order to, I said, they found a cure for him. Fanauzubillah. They called an exorcist. So let's cure him. So they called somebody called Zuma'am bin Salaba. He was referred to as what we may call in this modern day and age, Bapu. Exorcist. Pray a few antar mantar, and then the jinn would go. So he went. So Zuma'am bin Salaba went to Muhammad bin Abdullah Rasulullah Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, I'm Zuma'am bin Salaba. I have been sent to you to cure you. Allahu Akbar. If somebody came to you and said, I've come to cure you, what have you come to cure me of? Your illness, which is called Islam. How would you feel? Maulana sahab, do tamache lagane ka ji chahega na? How would you feel? The reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, I've come to cure you. He simply, cool as a cucumber, said, what have you come to cure me of? Allahu Akbar. He says, because you are possessed. You're teaching everything this strange thing. The Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam simply said, before you cure me, let me say a few things. This is the pure tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said before him those words that I said before you at the beginning of my talk, the khutbah, which we listen to time after time after time again, every week. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu until the end. He read it. So this Zuma'am bin Salaba said, can you say that again? Said it again. Can you say that again? Said it three times. Hati yadak. Give me your hand. Ubayyuka ala al-Islam. I'm going to take bay'ah, oath of allegiance on your hand. Lakat sami'tu. كلام السحرة والكهنة والشعراء فما سمعنا مثل كلام هذا. So I have heard the words of soothsayers. I have heard the words of magicians. I have heard the words of poets. But I have never heard any words like this. This was just the khutbah. He says, give me your hands. I am taking oath of allegiance and accepting Islam on your hands. That person who came to cure. So if somebody approaches us, let me cure you of the disease that you are plagued with, and that is Islam. Let me bring you into liberal world. Let me bring you into liquid modernity and the 21st century. What is our reaction going to be? What do we have to offer? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to the people of Quraysh offered, I am truthful. You're telling me I'm truthful. The poet just said, Al-Amin. He was also known as As-Sadiq. Trustworthy, because they left all their valuable possessions by him. And he is also a sadiq, the truthful one. Two qualities that don't often come together. And this is a time when they used to hang on the walls of Kaaba poetry of all different kinds, where they were complimenting their camels, they were complimenting their women folk, they were complimenting all types of inappropriate behavior. This was the age within which these people are calling Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam as-sadiq and al-ameen. Not only that, Quran says, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ Surah Al-Hijr. Allah has taken an oath of the whole life of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How pure the life was. Because that life now is now being challenged. Before we invite people to Islam, give them a book to read about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then bring them to the Quran. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, my tongue is enough. When the human being wakes up, this is the hadith that I recite. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when the human being wakes up in the morning, all the bodily parts are in bowing in respect to the tongue. فَإِنَّ الْأَعْزَاءَ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ الْلِسَانِ They are bowing in respect to the tongue. And they are saying to the tongue, we are in your custody. If you remain straight, we will remain straight. If you are crooked, we will become crooked. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is indicating what is coming out of here is having an impact on all your limbs. This is why Sidq, As-Sadiq, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam known as Sadiq. What is Sidq? Where, in simple terms, in layman terms, what is here in your heart and what is thinking process in your brain is coming out of your tongue. All three are aligned. If the wheels of your car are not aligned, what's going to be happening? Your car is going to be going in a different direction. If these three are misaligned, what's coming out of here is going to have an effect on your body. This is what the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is when Sadiq is being claimed by a community who did not acknowledge his lifestyle, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's lifestyle. This is the highest compliment anybody can receive in that day and age. Look at our life. Five pillars of Islam. We all subscribe to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. You tell me, brothers, if anything comes between La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, is our shahada accepted or not? Once you enter Islam, finished. Anything comes out of here that has even an iota of smell of shirk within it, finished. Out. No compromise, non-negotiable. Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Finished. Our belief, even the use of, some scholars say, the use of the translation God, don't do God. Because in normal understanding of God, the understanding of God is very different within Christianity to the understanding of God, Allah, in Islam. Use Allah. So anything comes out of the tongue, finished. When we're in Salah, in Zuhr Salah, Imam Sa'd said, Allahu Akbar. We all followed Imam Sa'd. If after entering Salah, we begin to communicate with each other, if we elbow the person next to it, what are you doing this afternoon? What are you doing this week? What's going to happen to our Salah? Finished. Worldly talk within Salah, where you're engaging with your Creator, finish, nullifies your Salah. Any misuse of the tongue has big consequences. In Sawm, our Sharia teaches us, when you're fasting, be more extra careful about protecting your tongue from ghibah, backbiting, and namima, kalunai. To protect and preserve. This, the lesson is, when you do something good, don't just do it. protect it. Because you may be doing it in the world, will you see it in the hereafter? In order to see the reward of in the hereafter, you need to protect it in the world. And you protect it, Tawheed, Salat, so control your tongue. In zakat and in charity, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. A good statement, a polite statement, kind words are better than a charitable donation that is followed by causing hurt and grief. You give to charity, look what I have given you. You express and articulate that I have done a favor upon somebody or something or an institute or whatever. That thing which is supposed to be hidden that your right gives, your left doesn't know. And now you're using a tongue. Quran says don't do that. In Hajj, fifth pillar, we have all kinds of workshops about Hajj in our masajid. Anybody asked me, I just said, say, do what the Quran says. So what does the Quran say? فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوكَ وَلَا جِدَالَ. فَلَا رَفَسَ, no obscene talk, no seductive talk, no arguments in Hajj. All three are from here. Control your tongue. In the five pillars that we follow, and perhaps that's the one of the first things we explain about Islam, the key message is control your tongue. This is why Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was asked once, which of the mujahid is the greatest? What an intelligent question. Which of the mujahid is the greatest? So that mujahid who is in the battlefield or is fighting against himself, his ego, that mujahid who is not just engaged in jihad but is also doing zikrullah. Which person who's performing salah is the greatest? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, that individual who is doing zikrullah in salah. Now in salah, tasbih is zikrullah, Allahu Akbar is zikrullah, salat itself is zikrullah. Everything of salat is zikrullah. Quran recital is zikrullah. So which of that individual who is a fasting, ayyusaimin afzal, which of the fasting individual is the greatest in reward? That fasting individual who is during his fast doing zikrullah. I engaged in activities which remember Allah at the focus. This is our Sharia. This is our deen. And the questions go on, which of the individual who is the best haji? That haji who is best, who is doing zikrullah whilst he's performing hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us. We were at Rawza Yaqdas, Kaabatullah, Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafah, and people are taking selfies. Allahu Akbar. How far have we moved away from our core lessons of Islam? Allahu Akbar. Where our mind should be focused on, this is all a reminder on the hajj about the day of judgment and our meeting with our Creator. What will happen to us? Allah. When our eyes shut or about to shut and the unseen becomes seen, those things we can't see, shaitan we can't see, but then we can see. The angels we can't see, but then we will see. Our abode of the hereafter we can't see, but then we will see. What will happen then when we are presented to our Creator? Is there anybody here who can put their hands up that I have everything to show to my Creator? It is only the mercy of Allah that will take us into Jannah. Allah have mercy upon us. And one of our saving graces, we are linked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zulkhuwaisara is one of the Bedouins who lived outside Madinatul Munawwara. And sometimes the Bedouins used to come to Madinatul Munawwara. And the companions were so happy when the Bedouins came, because they asked all those questions which they were too overawed and afraid to ask. So this person comes and he was unable to control his bladder. And you will have heard of the hadith, he urinated in one place of the masjid. The companion was saying, what is he doing in the masjid? The Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, let him be. When he finishes, just throw soil over it. It will absorb the impurity. So after he'd finished, this Bedouin comes to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He was so impressed by this one gesture. And he said to him, Jazakumullah, thank you very much. Asked him, can I ask you a question? Says what? Matasa'ah. When is the final hour? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam obviously had no answer for this. He says, what have you done for it, the final hour? That's the question. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I've not got much sawm, I've not got much salah, but I have one thing. He says, what's that? I love you. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. The human being will be with whom he loves. Whatever type of Muslim brothers we may be, our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam should never, ever, ever, ever be decreasing. And for that, continue with your tongue with Durus Sharif, Salat ala Nabi, sallallahu sallam, sallallahu sallam, sallallahu sallam. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, this person, then he said, he turned to Allah. He says, Allahumma irhamna, irhamni wa Muhammada. O Allah, have mercy upon me and have mercy upon Muhammad. Then he said something very interesting, which brought a smile to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's face. He said, have mercy upon me and Muhammad, and wala tarham ma'ana ahadan. And do not have mercy upon anyone besides us two. Allahu Akbar. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam smiled. He said, you have narrowed something that is very vast. The mercy of Allah. The love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is, brothers, what people around us, we need to explain, why do we love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam? Once they understand, the people around us who we work with, who we drive in our taxis, who we serve in our takeaways, once they realize why we love Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they will come running. Because when the people of Makkah recognized Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the human being, they all came running. They didn't just call him As-Sadiqul Amin, they just wanted to be with As-Sadiqul Amin. That's what they realized. Because this tongue, as the human being's body every morning, is taking protection from the tongue. You behave, we're okay. You misbehave, we're in trouble. Allahu Akbar. How many times have we lied? How many times have we sworn? This tongue, is it fit to come to the masjid then and then take the name of Allah and Zikrullah and Durus Sharif? It is only Allah's mercy that He forgives us. He gives us guidance and ability to come to the masjid and sit in front of it and seek forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. This is a key lesson. Time is running on. It's Saturday afternoon. It's a key lesson of the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. One little thing we can protect is our tongue so it doesn't hurt anybody. And a lot of people were saying poetry, mashallah. I said to Hazrat Maulana, with their poetry, I'm inspired to say some poetry. So I'm going to conclude with some poetry and I'll translate for those who will not understand. Zindagi ke hai do jahan. Zindagi ke hai do jahan. Ek ye jahan, ek wo jahan. There are two places of life. Life in this world and life in the hereafter. In dono jahanon mein, in dono jahanon ke darmiyan, faasla hai ek saans ka. In dono jahanon ke darmiyan, faasla hai ek saans ka. Ye chalti rahe, ye jahan. Ye ruk jaye, wo jahan. The only difference between life on this world and life in the hereafter is one breath. Breath carries on, this world. Your breathing stops, that world. Saanson ke is mala mein. Mala samajhte hain? The garland that you wear. in this chain of breathing. Saanson ke is mala mein rang chadha lo ishq-e rasool ka. Mala kehte phoolon ke garland ko. Saanson ke is in the chain of these breathing, put some color on with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot recognize the love of Allah until you recognize the love of Rasul. Saanson ke is mala mein rang chadha lo ishq-e rasool ka. Saanson ke is mala mein tasbih pire lo durood ka. In this chain of breathing, get your tasbih out and say some durood sharif. Saanson ke is mala mein khyal saja lo huzoor ka. And in this chain of breathing, have your contemplation and your thinking about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you're reading Durood Sharif, think, imagine that you're before Rawza-e Aqdas sending salutation upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Saanson ke is mala mein rang chadha lo iske rasool ka. Saanson ke is mala mein dane pirolo durood ka. Saanson ke is mala mein khyal sajalo huzoor ka. Phir kya ye jahan wo jahan saath mein honge huzoor e do jahan. When you do all this, Rasool is here with you. Rasool is here with you. Rasool is here with you. Don't worry about this world or that world. Rasool alayhi salatu wassalam, the master of both worlds, will be with you. May Allah Rabbul Alameen grant us the ability to see the truth as it is and accept it and follow it. May Allah Rabbul Alameen grant us the ability to see falsehood, lie, deceit, and grant us the ability to stay away from it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Hazrat Maulana Durood Sharif pal. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين ونطمع ويدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين إلهنا ألحقنا بالصالحين إلهنا ألحقنا بالصالحين إلهنا ألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم ربنا إننا آمنا سمعنا منادي ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم وآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم احفظ مقدسات المسلمين اللهم احفظ مقدسات المسلمين اللهم احفظ مقدسات المسلمين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وبيت المقدس اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين ومسجد الأقصى اللهم ارحم أهل فلسطين وأهل غزة الرفعة وعلى فلسطين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ربنا اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مغفورا واجعل تفرقنا بعده تفرقا معصوما يا إلهنا يا إله كل شيء يا إلهنا وإله كل شيء اللهم ربنا أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ربنا لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم إنا نسألك خير ما سألك نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منك نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين